most are made with cabbage. It's very hot and spicy, and it's nice and crunchy.
4. When I travel, there's one thing I really miss about home, my Vegemite. We all grew up with this stuff and we love it. You put some butter on a piece of toast, add a little bit of Vegemite on it, and enjoy. Some people think it looks awful, actually. It's kind of a dark reddish-brown colour. Well, black, really. It's very salty. So just use a little bit.
5.
Have you ever tried chou tofu? Well, if you haven't, you'll be very surprised because it smells very bad. That's what the name means, bad-smelling tofu. But the flavor is quite delicious, a little salty. I didn't used to like it myself, but now I'm crazy about it.
6.
Mochi is made from a sweet rice, and it's really delicious. We always eat mochi to celebrate the new year. It tastes sweet and it's very, very chewy. As a matter of fact, some older people have to be very careful if they eat it, but it tastes great.
Page 71. Listening comprehension. Exercise B. Listen to personalize. Listen again. After each food, discuss with a partner whether you would like to try that food. Explain why or why not. 1.
I'm from Oaxaca, and we have a special food called chapulines. Chapulines means grasshoppers, actually. But they're really good, and they're really good for you. They're pretty salty and crunchy. They really do taste great, though.
2.
When I was growing up, my mother used to make Jell-O all the time. It comes in beautiful colors, and it comes in at least 26 different flavors. Grape, lemon, orange, mixed fruit, cherry, mango. It's soft and cool, and it's sweet, and kids just love it. Where I come from, we make it into all kinds of salads with fruit.
3.
In Korea, we eat kimchi a lot. It's a kind of salad that we eat with most meals. There are actually about 180 different kinds of kimchi.